When you plan your menu for New Year's Day, I hope you will include black-eyed peas. Black-eyed peas mixed with rice are the basis of a traditional dish called hapanchan, thought to bring good luck and prosperity in the new year. Now, we love hapanchan, but since we really are looking for a restart in 2014, we thought about tweaking that tradition. So we called Raghavan Iyer, who writes about and cooks Indian food. Raghavan Iyer, welcome to our program.
Oh, Linda, what a pleasure to be with you.
I understand that black-eyed peas and, of course, rice are staples of Indian cooking.
You find black-eyed peas used in both regions of India. I've seen it in the north and I've seen it in the south as well. And to me, the flavors of black-eyed peas are really quite amazing when combined with the right ingredients.
In your cookbook, the one which has the amazing title, 660 Curries, you have, I think about 6 recipes for black-eyed peas.
I do, at least. And there's one that really tends to be a favorite of mine. And the flavors are quite reflective from the southern region of India. And these are coconut-smothered black-eyed peas.
Which is something I think my southern mother would never have contemplated for a moment.
Well, it just goes to show, you know, our southern mothers are so different. To me, the flavors really jump out, and especially when you combine it with ingredients like coconut and chilies and cumin seeds, I think you have some amazing flavors. And to me, that's the hallmark of Indian cooking, is how you could extract a multitude of flavors by using really one or two ingredients, and you can end up with something that really sings in your mouth.
Now, we don't want anybody staggering out on the morning after New Year's Eve searching for some elusive ingredient. So is there something here that we need to worry about? I'm looking down the list and I see curry leaves.
The fresh curry leaves, yeah. I've actually seen fresh curry leaves at even some of the more, you know, upscale mainstream grocery stores. Of course, any Indian store will carry it. But the beauty about those is if you don't have it, just leave it out. And I think, you know, the rest of it is very easily available, you know, especially when you have things like coconut and chilies and turmeric. And you puree all of that and that flavors the black-eyed peas. And what I end up doing is to take a little bit of oil, and in the oil I pop mustard seeds in hot oil. And by popping those mustard seeds, you get such a sweet, nutty flavor from it. And you pour all of that into the pot with the black-eyed peas and the coconut and just let it simmer for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes. And the flavors are really incredible, especially when you serve it with a bowl of rice.
Can we use canned black-eyed peas just to make things easy?
Yeah, and I have no problem using canned black-eyed peas. What I do recommend with canned black-eyed peas is to drain the black-eyed peas and then rinse it so that I get rid of some of the brine, and you end up with a much better quality of black-eyed peas. And that, to me, works really quite well.
Now, I notice that this has 4 fresh green Thai, cayenne, or serrano chilies. I'm wondering, is this dish going to have curative powers, do you think, if people have been put in a...
It'll chase all your New Year's Eve party blues away. Hot is such a personal taste element. And oftentimes, especially when you're combining that in the context of black-eyed peas and coconut, those two ingredients are really quite great in absorbing the heat from those chilies. And I would say if 4 is a lot, you know, go with maybe 2 or 3, but at least go with half the amount, because then you get a wisp of the heat, which I think is so crucial in providing that sense of balance. And I just can't imagine after eating that, that you will have a year full of wealth.
Raghavan Iyer, thank you so much for sharing this recipe with us.
Oh, Linda, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Raghavan Iyer's most recent book is called Indian Cooking Unfolded. The recipe we talked about today can be found on npr.org.